Okay, Rufus. I'd like to start this pack today. Bez Hashem, there will be shiur on Sunday. There will be shiur on Sunday, regular time, 11:30, 11:40, 12:40. So please be here. Have to decide whether we'll see where we get with this pack, and maybe it'll be a continuation. We will keep it up. Maybe we'll figure out what we'll do. The Torah tells us the topic of today's shiur is the concept of mitzvah bo yoshem v'shlucho b'fias hamatzos. Because I try to make all the Pesach shiurim related to the things we've been doing in Kedusha. And we know there's a mitzvah bo yoshem v'shlucho, meaning that really you're supposed, if you want to get married, you mekadesh the woman yourself. But I guess if you're busy that day, then some people are busy, maybe on the... And they appoint a shliach to get married for them. But still, it's better mitzvah bo yoshem v'shlucho. I hope you attend your own wedding for more reasons than just mitzvah bo yoshem v'shlucho. It's good to be there. It's good for Shalom Bayis. So the Torah tells us, lo sochol olav chometz shivas yom yitocha olav matzos lechem oni. So, matzah is called lechem oni. So, there are a lot of different interpretations of what's lechem oni. Dover acher lechem oni, oniksiv, because it's written chaser, it's not written with a vav, it's chaser. Oniksiv ma oni shadako beprusa afkan beprusa. In other words, so one idea is that, you know, we have a prusa of matzah, right? We break the matzah in half. We have a prusa, just like a poor person. He is dako beprusa. So too, on Pesach it's on lechem oni. Dover acher. Ma dakel shel oni hu masik v'ishto ofer. Avkanami hu masik v'ishto ofer. Oh. So, page 2. Page 4. Kufta Zayin Amar Al, page 4. That lachem oni is just like a poor person. So, the wife puts the dough in the oven, and the husband lights the fire. Hu masik v'ishto ofer kidei shelo tachmitz. Because I guess we want right away. As soon as the husband lights the fire, she should be able to put it in right away. Shouldn't be any, whereas if you're going to have one person doing it, so then you have to leave the dough unattended, and then it could become chametz. So davarachem adakel shel oni hu masik v'ishto ofer afkan nami hu masik v'ishto ofer. So the discussion, what we're going to talk to today is the concept of baking your own matzahs. To what, is there an Indian to bake your own matzahs? Yeah. Or even non-briskers. They like to bake their own matzahs. But they say, no, you should stay learning. And somebody else will bake your matzahs. Or what other things you have to be busy with. We'll see. I mean, those days they didn't have matzah factories, so they had the...
I thought the track was speed.
Right, speed. Right, in other words, you want you don't want to lose time, right? You want to lose time, so therefore you want. So one person will do this, the other person will do that, so you won't lose any time. Because this, right? The wife is kneading the dough, and she'll keep kneading it, and the husband will lie. Right.
Not the man.
Okay, so let's see. So we know the Gemara in Kiddushin that we're involved in page 6. Ha'ish mekadish bo b'shlucho, and the Gemara says hashta b'shlucho mekadish bo mibayi. Amar Rav Yosef mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. That it's mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. Right, it's always better to do it yourself. And then the Gemara gives examples. The first word on the line is mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. Ki hadarav safra. Last word on the line is safra. Ki hadarav safra machrich resha. Words. It seems that the Amoraim, they wouldn't just let their wives prepare for Shabbos. They would be involved in the preparation of Shabbos. So Rav Safra, he would take the fish, the head of the fish, and he would singe it. Rava Malach Shibuta, and Rava would salt the fish. So the Gemara says, yeah, but by Kiddushin, there's more of a reason. Here, because okay. So, Bekitzer, you see, now what's this idea that the Amoraim, would they themselves be involved in the... So there's a mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha. Because you could have your wife do all the cooking for Shabbos. Right?
And someone else
still
did roll. He did a
little mice. So we got to see what's that all about. And then there's a Gemara Chulin on Zayin Amar Aleph from page 7. I mentioned the Pinchas ben Yair have a kozel pidyon shvuyim, right? Pinchas ben Yair was going to pidyon shvuyim. Pagabei beginoi nahara. I'm like ginoi chalok li meimach. So it's he would go for pidyon shvuyim, and then he passed a body of water. So he said, "Could you split for me?" You know, the Archaim HaKadosh famously quotes this Gemara in Az Yashir, that Kriyas Yamsuf is not only a one-time string of Kriyas Yamsuf, it's in all situations that the Bria is kafuf to the Osei Ritzono. So then the Gemara says, Hahu Gavra Dehavam Dori Chiti Lepischa. There was somebody who was carrying wheat for Pesach, for the matzahs. Amalei chalokli nami lahayde b'mitzah asik. Since I'm doing a mitzah, so chalokli. So it split. So it's interesting. They're saying mitzvah asik. Of course, he's not eating the mitzvah, really, is the achilas matzah, but he's involved in the preparation of the matzah. And Rashi says, the mitzvah osik to see shmartim as a matzos. So he says, I'm going to the Satmar baking house now. So split it for me, so I can get there.
Starts from the
Because
assuming this was a leap, so Rashi is clearly learning from this Gemara that it's not coming, he's learning not like he would know.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. And then the Yerushalmi here says on page 8, Amar of Yaakov Barzavdi, Rav Avo, Mivkid, Litchunaya, Delo Meitan, Chufaya, Ilin, Alilin, Boyartum, Vichamun. He said to the people who ground the wheat, that they shouldn't put the sacks of wheat one on top of the other because it'll get too hot. So you do a second zelzeshi, it's chamamu v'yachmitzu. So if you look in the Sefer Rokeach of page 10, he says, see the second arrow is at the end of the line. Kol ish Yisrael tzorich leilech im tochein litchon. That everyone should go to be involved in the baking of the matzahs, as we saw in the Gemara in Chulin, Pilchas ben Yair, Havahu Gavra. This person was Dari Chiti Lepischa. The mitzvah kaasik. So it's mashma that it's an inyan to be involved in the actual breaking of the matzah. And you could say that those days they didn't have, you know, today we have official matzah bakeries. There was more, everyone did it on their own, you know, it didn't have such commercial matzah production. So I'm not so sure, is that such a raya? You know, today, you know, you have a choice. I don't know how much of a choice they had then. So, but you do see that they were involved in the. So, but I don't know if it's necessarily a raya. I mean,
it doesn't mean. We don't know if he wasn't from the factory. Let's assume that was exactly the same thing.
Maybe he's a factor. Right. Right. But Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef quotes this Rokeach on page 11 and says, Tazer Rokeach, Chol Yisrael Tzorech Leilech Imat Tochein Litchon. Kedamrina Gabi, Rabbi Pilchas Ben Yor, Ahu Gavir, the Havadori, Chita Lepischa, Mochokli, Mahai, the Mitzaka Osik. And the Mordechai quotes the Yerushalmi, Nina ben Pazi, Ozil, the Gavi Tuchunya, Mashma Hosim Dafila, Moroim, by you all in the base of Echai.
Isn't the Mashma there anymore? Mashmiya from the Gemara in the Yerushalmi context? You look at the Yerushalmi, Sentali, and what to do?
What?
Assuming this sounds more like he's Mashmiya. I'm assuming he's not having all
that,
all the different bags of
weed.
It's
Mashma
that's not the one person.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and see how this appears on page 12. It says, "Aga the anche meiser regilim the lelech atzmam amokam erchayim lirosh heim baatzmam letchinas timchayim." That the anche meiser, they would go themselves to the mill to see the grinding. And we'll look what the Magen Avraham says in Yud Beis: "Shemitzvah bo yosim ibishlucho." So it's interesting. In other words, just like we have in the Gemara Kedushin, that the Moraim themselves wouldn't just rely on their wives to cook the fish. They wanted to have some involvement in the cooking.
What's Ros?
Who?
Leros.
Leros.
Leosos.
You should say, according to Everlorn, it was coming from this whole line of reasoning. It should be Leosos, not Leros.
Well, it could be also they had, like we discussed last night, they had the water mills. So it was happening by itself, so they were just watching.
They just put it in. The water mills might be putting in, but I put the item in. They have the whole concept of water. They're putting it in. They should put the wheat under the mill. The growth is not accomplishing what we're talking about.
Yeah. Now look in the Gra on page 13. Says the Gra, Anshe Maisa, what's the source of the Ramah? Yerushalmi Sham. He says the sources are Yerushalmi, Rav Chinna bar Papa Azil Lagabe Tuchunya. That is, you see that Rav Chinna bar Papa, he went himself to the mill. So that's what the Ramah is basing himself on.
So you're
arguing in the Magen Avraham. Yeah.
The Matzos here is from the. I think the Magen Avraham holds the hold, and he's putting it in the Ramah. But the Matzos here is that the Leros is not.
To be a Mashkiach, not to actually be involved in the.
There might be a special mitzvah to do this because of Shemir and Shomer
Samasos. Yeah. Okay. So the question is, how far do we go with this? Like, in other words, we have a Gemara, Lagabi Shabbos, that the Amoraim would be involved in the salting the fish and this. And we have the Yerushalmi that says that you go to the... So, when should we apply this? So the Rambam, on page 14, says... He says, Aval pi shehaya adam chashev biyoser. Even though it's a person that's very chashuv, they dako likach dvar min ashuk. The role is asek b'mlochus shebebayis. In other words, he's more of a regal person, so he doesn't really go to the shuk so much, and he doesn't do things in the house so much. Chayav lasas dvarim shem l'tzorach Shabbos. But even these people, even these certain... rabbinic figures that were not so involved in the shopping process, were not so involved in the, building the carpentry in the house or something like that. But preparing for Shabbos, they have to get involved. And that's what he says. Chachamim harishonim mehem, mishahayam mefatzel ha'etzim uvashel mehem. He would cut the wood to. So they could cook for Shabbos, mehem ishei mevashel molech basar or salt the meat, etc. V'chol amar b'dover zeh, harei zeh meshubach. So the question is, what are the parameters? How far do you go? Is it all mitzvahs? Is there something special about Shabbos? So let's look in the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, on page 15, in the Kutrus Achron. Right, this is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The top is the Pesukei Dinim, and the Kutrus Achron is more, expanding. Ayin Beresh Perak Beis the Kedushin, Gabi Kedusha Isha Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yishlucho. So we see there's Mitzvah Yom Yishlucho and Kedusha Isha Meha the Rav of Rav Safra Masru Lech Chiyuva Bemosa El Yisrom Mitzvah Alma Tuba Kedusha Isha. It's a proper thing. The Mitzvah Alma Meshkach Slava Dovid Shemosa Gomem Radin Rambam Perklam Khazu Chai Vhe Mash Lashon Tur. Those who had the rub of Rav Safra Klal and Lamdu Chiv Zemishara Moroi Shal Zuzul Atzatzmum Kol Kach Bekvias Bechol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Klal the Chiyuvi Ike B'Milsa. So he says, see, I mean, the Alter Rebbe, let's start in the, from the Siv Dalet first. He says, "Afil mi sheyesh lo kama avodim, yesh lo ishtad el hachim ba'atzmo tzorche Shabbos. Shekenu b'chol mitzvahs mitzvah yosher b'shlucho. Afil mi sheyesh lo kama avodim, fein dako likach dvar merashuk, lo sasik b'locho shebevayis, chayim l'shtad el vasas, shum dor mitzarchai bayis." So he says, "Hey, who's going to tell me that she's going to cover the Shabbos? Lo mishum yisur motzur mitzvah ba'alma. The boys came with more. Hey, who's going to come with Shabbos mitzvahs?" In other words, he's saying the Gemara doesn't speak about other mitzvahs. Like, did he have to go and to buy a lulav, or it's enough someone will just deliver him the lulav? It seems that the Alter Rebbe is saying it's specifically about Shabbos. Should it's a vinu chabda ve'od? Are you the chavi moso kol kach ad shikori moso kala? Malchus lo mitzvinu came b'shar mitzvus. Rekovet Shabbos u mitzvah v'nei atzma l'man min ator l'man midivei kabola. Aval b'shar mitzvus lo nitztavinu Ela shelo yu bezuyos aleinu. He says that he thinks only by Shabbos do you have this idea that you have to get involved. Because Shabbos is more chaviv, and chaviv Shabbos is a mitzvah ne'atzma. The Shar Mitzvahs, he says, you shouldn't be mevazeh them, right? But this idea to have this extra involvement, the Alter Rebbe says, is only by Shabbos. The Shabbos has a special chavivus. Shelo yu bezuyos aleinu. Gamze eido nechshav the mitzvah ne'atzma. Right? By Shabbos, it's a mitzvah ne'atzma. L'chabed is a Shabbos, right? Chas v'shalom oner chos shem chubad, right? One second. And he says like this, the Oj, the Chol Misha Terosum Nosuv, Garzba Yimav Leila, Kahani Amorai, he Efshar Lo Lekayim Klal Yisrael Mitzvah Zud, the Mitzvah of Yosuv, also Lo Zvah, the Terosum also Mitzvah Shah, Hasos Veri Chayim. So he's asking an unbelievable question. Normally the halacha is, if you're learning Torah, you don't stop learning Torah unless you have to do a mitzvah that no one else could do. Like, no one else could put on tefillin for you, so you have to stop to put on tefillin and daven. But things that could be done by other people, then you don't do, you're not mechuyev to do, to mevatal Torah. So the shaila is, why would these amoraim be involved in salting the fish and singeing the fish? These people were learning Yom HaValayla. So it's tarasam nosa, so they shouldn't be involved. So you shouldn't be able to say mitzvah bar yosem mishlucho by these cases, because anyone could salt. You don't need a talmid chacham to salt the fish. You don't need a talmid chacham to singe the fish. I feel hachi chulu hani amaroi bitlu tarosim b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos b'chal d'chovos hagufhi. So Alter Rebbe says an unbelievable thing, that it's a mitzvah, just like it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. You have to do it yourself. No one can put on tefillin for you. You have to be osek in Chavod Shabbos. It's a mitzvah begufa. And no one can do it for you. And that's why they were mevatel the Torah to do this. So you should be involved. So some people, I try to get involved in the setting of the table. My lady's been cooking for my wife. But I think that's a better, more covered Shabbos that way for that. But everyone should be involved in something. Everything should be involved in the... And that's not called, just like you can't say I'm learning, so I'm not going to put on tefillin, I'm not going to daven. No, these are things you chiv. But say, like getting a lulav, so if you have someone else who knows how to, the halachas, they can pick it out for you, so maybe there's no halacha that you have to be matriach yourself to do it. As long as you get it in the end. Whatever they liked, like he liked salty fish, so he dafka salted the fish. Whatever they were going to mekayim onik Shabbos, in other words, if you like herring, so you prepare the herring. If you like, whatever thing you're planning to do onik Shabbos with, so that's you should do covered Shabbos with.
If you like eating wood.
If you like eating wood.
Cutting wood, so what was he like eating?
The Oneg Shabbos, then it's a mitzvah that you should have to do the kavod on the thing that you're going to have the Oneg from. So as we said, kavod Shabbos tam is if someone else is eating that, you're not eating the salt of fish, but you're the salt of someone else, so it's kavod Shabbos. But then mitzad Oneg Shabbos, the mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho is to be Oseg Dafka in the kavod Shabbos from that species that you're going to be involved in the Oneg Shabbos. So if you want to eat herring, you buy the herring. You go to the store and buy the herring. So that could be a kiyum. If you're not so much from the people who make the herring, at least you can buy the herring.
Shabbatai tamod v'nai demisabol dimishim chiyuvet l'satzik v'atzman v'shkosav haramah avdu hachiv v'shalom nizdamin lehem reisha v'shibud v'nsasku b'dover achir k'en kamshin nizdamulam lama bachor davke v'hem lo v'osa dover shayigum v'satzik v'sharab shabot v'chanu. So toward the Dover Echad Sagi. There's one thing you have to do.
Okay, so that's the shot. So Bez Hashem, maybe on Sunday we'll continue. So then the question is, page 17, so where does it come now to Pesach, to Matzah? With Shabbos, there's a special Indian by Shabbos. Right? But does that special Indian, there was the Ramah saying that the Anshei Maisa would dafka be involved in and the Magen Avraham says that Mr. Yosef Shlucho, even though Rav Teleki is arguing the Darko, but it's okay, it's good. But and saying he was just a mashkiach, okay, maybe he's right. But Bez Hashem, Sunday maybe we'll finish off this packet and see what the issue was in terms of Pesach. Now, how does it apply to Pesach? But it's interesting. It's Dafka Shabbos. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Mechadesh, that the Gemara gives an example for Shabbos because there's something special about getting involved for Shabbos. And Dafka people who otherwise would have been putter from getting involved in the preparatory, They can say, you do the preparatory things. Of course, you have to mekayin, you have to eat the meal. Okay, I'll eat the meal, but you do all the preparations. No. Even the Talmidei Chachamim, who Tarasu Nosan, not just Tam Talmid Chachamim, Torah, he doesn't waste a second, still have to Mevatel Torah to be involved in Kavod Shabbos. So it's a very Moridik and Musa Haskel. You know, because Shabbos, we should always have some involvement in Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Mr. Moshe, we'll...